Is that what you call it?
Dip in the beans.
Mm-hmm. I never heard you say that.
Dip up the beans. What would you think?
Oh, I was thinking about shelling them or hulling them.
Oh, I thought you said out of the pot.
Oh, no, by hand, if you had to take the beans out of their...
out of their hull?
Yeah, right.
Oh, you'd shell them.
Yeah, right, okay. No wonder I hadn't heard that. That sounded kind of funny. What are some other greens besides turnip greens?
Well, collards that we mentioned a while ago, and spinach, and some people like creases.
Creases, what's that?
Well, I guess, I don't know whether it's, I guess it's the same name, same thing that you call cress.
Which is just another type of green. Not cress, I've heard, but I...
Yeah, it's, well, old-timey people used to go out on the branch banks.
Oh, watercress.
And get, they called it creases.
Yeah. Huh.
And use it. Of course, you could, they'd cook it like cooking turnip greens.
Mm-hmm, yeah, well.
I never did eat any of it.
How about poke salad? You've ever eaten any?
Yes, of I've eaten poke salad.
You have to be real careful with that.
You have to be careful with that. And when we cooked any, Mom or I, either one, I never did cook many meals of it because we just decided that it wasn't the thing to do, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because since you were maybe liable to get poisoned with it.
What's the part that poisons you? What you have to
Well, do? I guess you could get poisoned on most any of it to eat too much of it. But we always cut the, I say always, only times we ever used any, we'd pick the little young tender leaves when they first came up in the spring and parboil them several times. And then we'd have some mustard or turnip greens or a mixture of mustard and turnip greens cooked about the same consistency as the poke salad tops.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd combine them. We'd lift the poke salad out of the water that it cooked in and put them in with the turnip greens and mustard greens and put a little bit of bacon fat in them and salt. They were real good that way.
Would they taste kind of strange if you ate them by themselves, or did y'all ever?
Well, I never did try eating them by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they would have tasted good or not. But, I guess we were kind of afraid of them.
Yeah, it'd just be a lot of trouble when you could eat other greens that you knew wouldn't poison you. Would you ever use the word heads if you were talking about how many children you had, or have you ever heard anybody
yes.
use that term?
Yes.
What would you say? Just
well, they might say there's 8 head in that family.
Okay. If somebody had 7 boys and 7 girls, you might say he had
14 children.
Would you ever describe